Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. I am your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, and I am your preacher today as well. And I'm looking for a bit of good news today with a preaching I'm calling, God, Come On Down. It comes from the first reading, which is from the prophet Isaiah. Say to those who are fearful of heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For waters shall break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. Thus ends the reading. But when will it happen? The ongoing news of the world just makes me say, God, come on down. What you're waiting for? And it's not just a natural disaster. Those are bad, you know. But what's worse is the man-made things. The chaos in Afghanistan. And the way that people talk about it and cheer over it and lie about it. It just makes me sick. And I say, Lord, if you're going to come with a vengeance, now might be a good time. Of course, he's delaying some more, you know. So I look at the second part of this reading. The lame shall leap like a deer. Tongue of the speeches sing for joy, burning sand shall become a pool. And I'll say, yeah, he will make things right. Things will be as they should be. And so maybe today, to give myself hope as a sign to myself, I'll put just something right. I'll do something right. I'll make one person smile who's sad, or I'll help one person who's really in need so that they have enough for the moment. Doing this is a sign that one day it'll all be right. Today we just need it to be enough right to keep believing and have hope to keep going. Come on, God. Let my actions make you at least present in my own heart and in someone else's heart.